Right, well, Natalie, first of all, what did you make of Jive Pony?
I thought it was amazing, incredible. I've never seen anything like it before, and it was just truly unique. I loved it.
Katie?
I thought it was brilliant. The skill that's involved, it was amazing to watch.
Oliver?
Yeah, exactly the same as Katie there. I think on both the horse and on your part as well, I can't imagine how much training must go into it.
Brilliant, amazing, truly unique, you see. They're all well trained on the Midweek Drive.
Alex, can I take the gun away from their head now? And this is all under pressure. No, we just had a really nice shot. The crowd are really good up here. We like Lincoln crowds. They're very good.
Well, we've been trying to get you back onto the East Coast, and, you know, you've got the CLA game fair coming up. Now, obviously, Hannah O'Brien, in the end, we've given up on her training package, etc. But Natalie here is a keen dancer.
Yes, but there's a difference between dancing, gymnastics and horse riding, Alex. No,
it's very true. It's true. I know I haven't brought the tutu, Becky.
I have brought the tutu. I have brought the tutu.
Alex, I think you should have a go.
Alex, hold my horse.
All right, I'll hold the horse. There we are.
Just wait for this. Whoa. The camera phone's at the ready. Okay. Alex, do you need me to hold this?
We'll hold that.
Okay.
I'll talk to the horse.
Alex is now in charge of the horse.
I like horses, honestly. It's sort of a cute. There we are. It's a nice little horse.
Oh,
had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat. Yes, coming back again. Marvellous. Sorted through here. Well, whilst we're waiting on this particular thing, and Becky has seriously gone off to this is she.
Look, let me look into your eyes. Look,
this is going to end up on a Twitter page. I can see.
for this
very reason, exactly. Well, yes. Never let it be said that while sort of anchoring this whole thing through,
I mean,
look,
you've
even got the logo.
Another fantasy fulfilled, Becky, clearly. So
I really wanted to put that on you
since the first. Well, there we are.
Cute, though.
Exactly so. It could be a whole new graduation ceremony, etc. Oh, you see, you've even got the graduates walking around this. Becky, how's the tour been going so far?
Really, really good. I have to say, actually, we are a tiny bit tired just because we've come from 3 days of the three counties. And then we drove up here last night and we arrived at about 1 o'clock. And then we put the tent up by the light of the moon, as it were. But no, it's good. It's the crowd always lifts you and the horses behaved because he's actually quite tired. The ground is good and the weather is nice. So what's not to love?
For
really?
A moment, I did think you were actually going to be doing another Duncan Park scenario with respect to one microphone only. Then you got to 1.5 microphones. Thankfully, you got to 2 in the end.
We did get to 2 in the end. I did have to do a little bit of jiggling this morning. I think I must highlight that we need 2 microphones. But we always get there in the end. There's always a big panic, and then we get there.
Now, Ben was keen to actually find out a bit about the Zorse, I think. He's sort of looking at the whole thing there. It wasn't a Zorse. He said that was just a zebra. It was a zonkey. Is that right, Ben? You'll have to come close to the microphone, otherwise Lord knows what'll happen.
Yeah. Is a Zorse not just a zebra?
No. Hang on.
Yes, you see,
is a zebra cross horse, so it looks like a horse in pyjamas, stripy pyjamas.
And clear, Ben?
Okay, I'll accept that now.
And he actually went to the three counties last weekend, and that was his first show. And we just had him walking around to Wimberway, and me telling the public.
You weren't expecting this for Origins of Modern Britain, were you? But there we are.
I love it. So yeah, he went down really well actually, and it turns out that he quite likes doing shows because you're never quite sure how the animals are going to react. So yeah, hip hip hooray! Hopefully there will be more Zorse next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if I'm to have a go, what sort of training is involved with it? I mean, obviously you started out as gymnasts and horse riders, and how did you come to put the two together?
It's actually slightly boring, so I'll make it really quick. I'm a farmer's daughter, so I've always had horses, and for some reason I've always stood up on them. I don't know why, it's just a natural thing. My mother used to do riding for the disabled with vaulting. As you can see here on the horse, you've just got a massive pad and a couple of big handles, so it's actually quite tricky to fall off if you're just sitting normally. So she thought it'd be a really good thing for her disabled clients to get better movement from the horse. She started a group, and then lots of kids joined. I was one of the kids, and then she ended up training the British team for years, and that's kind of how it all started.
That's good. Yeah, so what about the actual gymnastics then? Because that's quite tricky. Like, and the flexibility that you have. Do you have to work on that all the time, or is it just natural to you?
No, I just take a lot of drugs now, like Sonatogen and a lot of cod liver oil, and do a quick warm-up in the morning. No, you do have to work a little bit at it. But the combination of the flexibility, the dance, the acting, I think it's why it's quite popular, and especially with younger people, because it's like lots of things combined that they really like. So it's we're just lucky to be doing something that we like, even when you do get this sweaty.
Katie?
Yeah, where are you going to be next?
Ooh, I tell you what we're doing next. We are doing a really posh leavers ball. We're doing the Cheltenham Ladies College for ladies. And we're taking Mr. Bean along, and I'm going to be dressed as some kind of showgirl, probably in this beautiful tutu. So,
well, there, I feel as though I'm warming it up for you, actually.
you really are. And we're taking our miniature ponies as well, which are these tiny little ponies which are about the size of dogs. And they're going to be carrying champagne around tables, so little champagne ponies. So
it's just no end to the business of show with you, Becky, is there? It's just consistently bringing up qualities. I mean, I said second only to Leaping Lorenzo. I think Leaping Lorenzo is going to be worried.
Do you know what? Lorenzo, crikey. He's the man. He's very, very good. But no, I think, what can you do? If nobody will give you a job, Alex, you've got to make it up as you go along.
Well, I did think, actually, Laura could possibly consider this as a postgraduate career. Thoughts for yourself, Laura?
Yeah, it looks a really good thing to do. Good thing to stay fit as well.
There we have it. So, now, we'll be back with you tomorrow and probably today. The blogging team will be sorting things soon. I think I'll have to lose the tutu, actually, otherwise...
You can borrow it for today if you like.
I appreciate that, Becky, but I think probably for this once we might have to just give it a little miss.
I'd just like to say, listeners, there was a stutter there. He did consider it.
Now, I will remember a few years ago when David Slight was Dean of faculty that I said, David, it's important for the Lincolnshire Show that we try to avoid things like subject boards on the same day because this is a fantastic thing for Lincoln. Of course, they now have a journalism subject board on the same day, American Studies subject board. I had to give my apologies for absence, David.
Well, you're very right, Alex, and we know that there are several thousands of people who are coming here today to the show, and the traffic on some of the roads around has been quite significant. So it would be nice if the university could schedule things a little bit away from such major county events.
Just a minor point. But moving on, a few moments ago, Natalie and Katie, who are a graduate of the University of Lincoln, Natalie, of course, now working at the University of Leeds, doing an MA in...
International Business.
And Katie going into her third year of the American Studies degree.
Yeah.
As well as being part of the tweeters, they actually caught yours truly modelling a tutu. I think, was I modelling the tutu or was I wearing the tutu?
You was wearing
it. Natalie's going to get her photograph off for proof of this, David. I don't know. It's just a horrible thing. But as External Affairs, clearly, Dean of External Affairs, is that the official title these days?
It's Dean of Public Engagement, but absolutely. It's coming out into locations and environments and networks like today and making sure that the university is being spoken about. And the university is also listening, so that's good. And I think your image of you with the tutu is rather fetching.
Thank you. Yes, I somehow don't think Professor Stewart will necessarily want to see that in the next brochure, but who knows? Who knows?
Well, it just shows we are a broad church and that we have many, many different aspects to our work at the university.
As a Lincolnshire soul, of course, this is something which is very much at the heart of Lincolnshire. I think it's probably one of the major events of the year, if not the major event of the year. And it must fill you with pride when you see the sort of numbers we get today. And also, as you say, the tremendous range of businesses we've got.
Absolutely. This is the 129th agricultural show here in Lincolnshire. And I think it brings together the very best of what the county produces, and people have an opportunity to show what they're capable of doing, both in terms of agriculture, but also in terms of engineering, retail, and also now with the areas like the Discovery Zone, what's happening in education in the county. And of course, the university is here and fully represented with its stand. So it's a really excellent opportunity for everyone to show their wares and get out here in the fresh air and enjoy a Lincolnshire summer's day.
Natalie?
Yes, and it's very sunny today. We've been very lucky with the weather. Have you seen any of the displays or shows that have been on?
Yes, we did hear that we'd missed one just when we got to the central ring, saying that there are some dancing sheep coming up. So we're desperate to get back and see those.
I went to that one. That was brilliant.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nobby in particular, I'd sort of say, is worth watching, actually.
Well, OK. And I think clearly we could set up a new programme called Lincolnshire's Got Talent, where we could bring the animals on, couldn't we?
Well, Jane Southall has already been a talent for the Lynx FM Lynx Got Talent, so I think we can work through that. And no, I will not be wearing the tutu unless there's significant sums of funding involved. Any other questions, Natalie?
What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Okay, well, we're going to go and have a look at some of the agricultural machinery companies, because obviously they are now multinational companies and they work very, very firmly in Lincolnshire, and it's big business. So useful for the university to know what new engineering advances are happening here in the county.
David, as ever, a delight and a pleasure. Nice to see that Isabel Slight is here as well. A little waving from the background there. It's great. Great for audio and fantastic. We will see you again very soon, and hopefully you'll be on the Midweek Drive before too long as well.
Indeed, Alex. Thank you very much for the invitation, and lovely to talk to you today. Thank you.